There's no true mimic for a actual game. We didn't have preseason. We didn't have, a lot of different things that the normal NFL season would have gave you to get prepared for the season. So, I think that's something that I kind of, brushed off, being that I've already been in this league, played games in this league, but kind of slipped on the philosophy part, coming into a whole different philosophy that has so much lineage for so many years, and trying to learn it in the span of weeks at that particular point in time.
Times have been tough. Rockland Federal Credit Union can help. With the products you need, a free on-demand credit monitoring tool, and the personal service you deserve, visit rfcu.com today. Rockland Federal Credit Union, our legacy, our future. That's Patriots quarterback Cam Newton. You heard talking ahead of tonight's game against the Buffalo Bills. We welcome in Jeff Howe of The Athletic, and he is brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Jeff, we will ask you the question we've been asking ourselves and our listeners all night, and that is, why is Cam Newton starting tonight?
I think they are probably trying to just keep their options open in order to keep him in the mix for 2021. And that's part of the equation. And I think you have to give it some criticism to Jarrett Stidham, who has not seized the moment the way that I think many believed that he would. And it goes back to just an atrocious start to training camp, 7 interceptions in the first 4 practices, and then a hip injury. At that point, he had no chance at the starting job because Newton was practicing well. But he hasn't been able to do anything over the last 15 or so weeks of practice to force the coach's hand. I mean, when Belichick said, "We'll see," about a potential quarterback change last Monday, I mean, he's been asked that several times this year, and it's always been a very firm no. He left the door open, and then the coaches had an extra day to sort of deliberate and figure it all out, and it's been Newton the whole week. So this is, I think it's part about the future and then part about Jarrett Stidham not doing enough to win this opportunity.
So do you think, Jeff, that this is really trending towards him returning in 2021? Because I'm now like resigning myself to this, like, because the way that those of you that cover the team talk about it, it feels like it's a formality.
I think there's a chance. I mean, kind of going through all the scenarios, I think if you're going the veteran route, Matt Stafford is the best option, in my opinion. But when you consider the price tag, what you could potentially draft, I mean, I wouldn't bring Newton back under the guise that he is a 100% guaranteed the starting job. I mean, I kind of been saying for the last probably 2 months at this point, I think their best course of action is to trade up, try to get somebody like Trey Lance and bring Newton as sort of a stopgap or a bridge or whatever you want to say, just in case Lance or whichever rookie they wind up with isn't ready to start in week one. And I think that's fair, but you're going to get him for cheap. I don't think you're going to only pay him $4 million like you're going to be on the hook for this year. I think it might be closer to 10, and I'm sure a lot of people would roll their eyes at that number, but with a better cap situation, I don't think they're going to go as low on Newton as they would have several months back when they didn't really have a cap situation and Newton was willing to play for the one plus incentives.
We're talking to Jeff Howe of The Athletic, and you bring up the possibility of Cam Newton coming back. But even if they do get whoever it is they want to get in the draft, assuming they want to go that route, is it bringing Cam back some sort of like spectacular failure of being able to find anything better in that gap, in that short term? Like, I don't know what it is Cam Newton has to offer them right now that they couldn't get in quarterback X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, I think it's like a chicken or the egg type of scenario too. Like, is Cam Newton as bad because, he's a bad quarterback, or is it because of the skill players around him? And I think there's an argument on both sides, and it's probably somewhere closer to the middle ground. And I'm not trying to sit on the fence here with that. I mean, the Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry aren't forcing Cam Newton to short hop passes. James White isn't forcing Cam Newton to throw wild screen passes. But, at the other side of it, Cam Newton, of course, I think if you use some of the $60 million in projected cap space on guys like, Curtis Samuel, Marvin Jones, I mean, Hunter Henry, he's going to look better. So where do you want to allocate the rest of your resources? Do you want to spend, a second or a third round pick to see if the Lions would give up Matt Stafford and then take him on for $20 million next year, $23 million after? I mean, that's an extremely affordable price, and that's why I think Stafford is probably their best option. But if you are you going to do that as well as try to move up into the draft? I mean, if you're going to give up, let's say a second round pick for Stafford, you're probably not going to trade two firsts to move up for Lance as well. I mean, I wouldn't think, because that's just a lot of resources to spend on that position. I'm not saying it's the wrong decision. I'm just trying to forecast what could possibly happen. So, I mean, spectacular failure. I mean, certainly, I'm sure there could be some validity to that argument, but there's a lot of stuff that could unfold over the next several months because there's just so many options available. Veterans, free agents, cap casualties, trade possibilities, and then, of course, the draft.
So Jed Fish gets this job as the head coach at Arizona. There's talk of Josh McDaniels maybe going to the L.A. Chargers. You know, there's going to be interest in him for as being a head coach somewhere. So do you think there's going to be a lot of upheaval, you know, behind the scenes with the coaches this offseason?
No more than in years past, I don't think. I mean, I'd be surprised if McDaniels got a look. I just think there are so many other hotter names. Bieniemy, Brian Daboll. Like, how many vacancies are there really going to be? I don't know. At this point, if I had to make a prediction, I would think that McDaniels is going to stay. The next big name that you got to think about losing, and I don't think it's going to happen this hiring period, but Jerod Mayo is going to start gaining a lot of steam probably one, if not 2 years from now. So, but no, I mean, if you're asking for a prediction on McDaniels, I would guess he's going to stay.
How do you feel about the possibility of Adam Gase joining the staff next year?
I think he's wildly overrated. I mean, he's been has that been out there or something?
Yeah, Bert Breer reporting that it could be a possibility for Adam Gase, assuming he is fired in New York, that he could join the Patriots staff as an assistant. Without McDaniels here, by the way.
That's interesting, because Bert's really plugged in to the coaching stuff. So that's really interesting. I mean, Gase, as an offensive coordinator, has been praised, but if you take Peyton Manning out of the equation, what has he shown that he can really do? I mean, if you look at him as maybe like a quarterback's coach under McDaniels, I mean, then so be it. But if he's going to be your offensive coordinator, but again, if you lose McDaniels, I mean, you're probably grasping at straws as to who you're going to try to hire to fill that gap. But Gase's coaching track record is very easy to second guess.
Yeah, he blows. I'm with you, man. He stinks. I don't want anything to do with him here.
Me either.
And I also agree with your point on this, Jeff, which is, if he's so good, how is it that Sam Darnold has looked so bad?
Right.
Like, those,
I agree.
Those things don't really line up, and I think Sam Darnold can play. He just has played poorly. So how has he not been better?
Right. And, you know, I would take some of that off of Gase because they have ignored the offensive line for a decade or more. Mm-hmm. But Darnold should be a whole lot better for an offensive-minded coach who knows what he's doing. Because, look, I think Darnold – I don't know that Darnold isn't going to fail wherever he ends up, even if it's the Jets hire a competent head coach. I mean, who knows what could happen. But I still think there's enough there with Darnold to not write him off. I think he does have – more talent than he's been allowed to show because of the restrictions in management and the coaching staff.
Jeff, Buffalo looked timid and kind of tight the last time these two teams played. And, you know, I think Buffalo's good, but I wonder if they still have that Patriot thing in their head. Do you think the game's any different this time around?
I think so, because they're rolling. I don't think Buffalo had found their stride yet when they met earlier in the season. Like, they were playing well, obviously. I'm not trying to take that, but like, they were, I remember going into that game, Buffalo had a negative point differential in the season, and they were like, 5-2 or something like that. So they were still sort of sputtering, even though they were finding ways to win games. And now you look back, I mean, they got three losses. One's on one of the wildest Hail Marys we've ever seen. And it's the way that they have handled better competition in recent weeks it really suggests that this team look, are they ready for prime time? I don't know. I mean, they finally won a Monday night game. But you know, now they get another one there. It's at Foxborough, but could they choke? I mean, I'm not ruling it out, but I like everything that Buffalo has been building under McDermott. I mean, you could see this really starting to take shape last year, and they're finally realizing it. And Josh Allen is looking like a superstar, and I think he's a major reason now that they've given him so much help with somebody like Diggs.
All right, Jeff, appreciate the time. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Howe with us here on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Make sure you give Jeff a follow on Twitter as well, at Jeff P. Howe. Jeff Howe of The Athletic. We've got more to come. We've got some time for your phone calls at 617-779-0985, and we'll be talking to Bob Sosi in about 15 minutes. Plenty more to come here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.